What's up, everybody? This is JT back with another episode. And today we have the war on drugs, Florida changing laws up, and the gun crisis. Now let's get it. So this is JT back again, you know, coming live from Las Vegas. It's currently a 110 degree day in the studio, coming live from Resorts World. Shout out to us. Shout out to all the listeners out there. Appreciate all you. Couldn't do it without y'all. You know, we're just staying steady to the craft. And I met this helicopter pilot today, and it was crazy because he was telling me, he was like, dog, well, he don't use the word dog, you know. You know how certain professions talk a certain way? Like, you don't hear a surgeon talking like, yo, what's up, playa? What's up, boss? That's a certain demographic of occupation. And you kind of talk to your occupation. Luckily, me, I saw retail marijuana. And I could talk however I want. I could truly be myself. So, you know, and I would always be myself, even if I was in those certain situations. But people like myself, I guess, just don't make it to those occupations where shit's just professional, dude. But my parents grew up professional. Like, my dad was a principal. My mom was a school teacher. And my dad dressed in a tie every day growing up. And of course, my mom, you know, just stayed dressed up all the time. So shout out to them, dude. So you know how the cycle goes. Like, however you are, your kids will do the opposite. So I bet you my kids will be all professional and shit. Who knows? But if they turn out to be, like, chill and just dropping slang on every other word, shout out to them, dude. But yeah, man. Speaking of surgeons, though, like, you know how they have, like, surgeons? I don't know this, but they have, like, surgeon departments of, like, national stuff. I don't fucking know, dude. But some surgeon was like, yo, there's so much gun wounds and gun shots that just like the drug crisis. I'm declaring a gun crisis, bro. We need fucking background checks and shit, dude. And if you're a felon, you can't get that shit, brother. But man, dude, we have so much guns on the streets in America that fucking, dude, you can't even, it's so easy to cop a gun if you're with the wrong people. Like in high school, a couple of my boys got mixed up with the wrong crowd and we were car hopping. Happened to come up on a 38 special. I think it's statute of limitations by now, dude. That's statute of limitation. But dude, we found a 38 special, traded that in for an ounce of some mids. But that thing was on the streets. I was like, if that thing got a body on it, that might come back. But like, that wasn't me. That was my boys, dude. And I forgot their names, but they're all locked up right now. Shout out to them. You know, but so they went right when I went left. So shout, that's just how it goes, baby. But yeah, gun crisis, you know, I kind of, like, we kind of provoked that a little bit. I ain't gonna say that's the best, but, like, goddamn. Some of them, it's just all luck of the draw. Like, homies get in trouble. You do your dirt out there with your boys when you're all stupid and, like, young. And you just hope that you live to learn the fucking tale, man. But, like, it ain't none of that shit worth it. Everything's better as you age. Like, you think the hot times are, like, when you're young and you're like, yo, like, man, this shit's dope. I'm 18. I'm 25. I'm out here living. It's like, bro, wait till you're 35. Shit gets way better. Shout out to the gun crisis, though. They said there was another shooting out here in Vegas today. Some ex-felon took the strap after, you know, just on hard times. Getting acclimated back to society and just start shooting the neighborhood up, dude. And that's what I worry about, because I'm around like a crack den and a couple crack dens. Like, the people running the shit are in with the people running the HOA, and there's literally empty spots that they tell them to go sell drugs out of. And I'm just like, yo, I'm the sheriff in this town, dude. bring that shit around and Big Papa gonna fucking say something if I see it, dog. But you know, I'm just worried about my shit. One time I got out of the whip and this dude was holding a 2x4. I was like, still holding my ground. You know, I keep the two knives on me in case I gotta throw one. And like I always say, don't be afraid to throw your cell phone if someone's acting crazy, dog. Sacrifice the phone and fucking start bobbing and weaving, dog. But yeah, man, the helicopter though, they don't train for if situations go wrong, they train for when it goes wrong. And if you look up like pilots that survive crashes or survive like engine failures and shit, calm, boom, sticking to the script, boom. Prepare for when shit goes wrong, baby. That's why you should work out, stay hydrated, keep that fucking, you know what I mean? But yeah, we used to order Walmart delivery, switched our shit up to Costco, but I guess Walmart is switching all their shit up in store to like digital labeling for the prices. And they're like, oh, we promise we're not gonna do surge pricing. And like, you can always bet on corporation promises. Oh, man, they're the best, dude. They're definitely looking out for your best intentions. But yeah, man, we was fucking ordering Walmart delivery, like $300 a pop. You know, you got two kids, two of your own, one of Steph. He's my own too, but we, you know, we love him. But man, $253 at Costco compared to fucking Walmart. Please believe yourself. Don't cheat yourself out of the game, dude. Buy in bulk. It took me 33 years to learn that, dude. Shout out to Jesus Christ. Shout out to JC. But yeah, man, we out here, baby. Yeah, but even at the house, man, like right now it's 110. You see those super duper clouds behind me? And it's super humid. Not used to that humid weather, but anything that keeps the blood flowing, you know, is worth the squeeze. Yeah, man, we have Florida changing laws. This dude DeSantis made a law. DeSantis, you know those Cuban like Republicans. Like I have a bunch of Mexican people in my family that are Republicans, and they go harder Republican than all the whites I've ever met, dude. They're fucking like, close the border, fucking no government housing. I'm like, yo, take care of your people, my G. But yeah, he made a law saying that you can't fucking just release a bunch of balloons. You know how balloons are like a party favor? Well, if you ever met someone from Florida, they don't know how to act. They're literally trying to fuck every girl in the room and just drink rum and vodka, the cheapest shit. They don't even give a fuck, dude. And wear outlandish gear. That's people from Florida. So, I mean, when you choose to live around dinosaurs, like alligators and shit, you know you got a little tick in your talk is a little off. You know what I'm saying? But you know, we're fighting that 110 degree weather with a slight breeze. And that reminds me, like, the first time I went to Phoenix, when you experienced like over 105, you're in the car and you're like, let me roll the window down to get some fucking fresh air. And that fresh air hits you like a blow dryer. You're just like, boom. Boom. Just hit. You're like, that's evil, dude. You can't even catch a fresh air lick. But it's crazy how you adapt and get used to stuff. Like, that's what it's about, man. That's why I feel like even just switching everything up and just... just, you know, making your whole body resilient. Like, even now, I'm taking a whole break on drugs. Like, I'm like a month and a half good on Adderalls. The only drugs I was fucking with is Adderalls. And before that, it was, like, cocaine from now and then. Like, you know, but, like... And before then, it was, like, pills for my surgery that I fucked with for, like, a little bit. But, like, for some reason, like, I like the uppers. But they're just not good for you, dog. So the boy quit that. I don't know where the fuck I was going with this. But yeah, shout out to that, bro. You just don't need that shit in your life. And it's like, will I do it again? Probably not, dude. Probably, you know, not. Nah, just playing. Next time I'm poolside on vacation and my kids are like 3 or 4. You just want to make sure you're giving it your everything, your all. And then like, you know, how you do your daily inventory. Like, yo, is my life good? Am I doing okay? Am I doing my best? And like, you know, sometimes you're like, fucking do my fucking best, dude. But I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, bro. But shout out to everyone who listens. Shout out to everyone. You know, I love you guys. We're in this shit together. And yeah, we talked about, you know, Florida changing the ban on balloons. I guess those balloons were dropping and just fucking polluting the fucking water and shit. But it's like, how about you change the laws on guns or something important? Anything with climate, though, is a money grab. And everyone knows it, that, you know, climate change is fake, all that shit's bullshit, but you still shouldn't pollute or litter. That's JT, you know, one time for the one time. You're done, son.